Welcome back to Straight Outta Marvel. It's yours, Kevin 27, back with another fire episode. And today we have season one, episode two of X-Men 97, the reunion show. And we already pretty much talked about a lot of stuff, so we're going to just go ahead and get right into the ultimate review because I wanted to do it last night, but your boy was sleepy. And also, we got off day tomorrow. I'm going to sleep late, so we about to just go ahead and get straight into it. So here we go with season one, episode two, Mutant Liberation Begins. Yo, light up that exotic if you got, or if that expensive. So we. That's a good saying too, because if I ever get in trouble for some shit that I say, I could just say, bro, didn't you hear the beginning of the pod? I said, pull up that expensive so we can get offensive. It's right there.
Unload all passengers, save one in what has become a Coney Island nightmare. Any sudden moves in the wheel could come crashing down.
It's okay, honey. Come to me nice and easy. Real slow.
Yo, seeing Bo DiMaggio and Victoria Alonso on here. Both of them excommunicado. That shit crazy. Magneto.
Soon to tell how recent events will
Magneto was out here getting it in.
One thing is clear to both humans and mutants.
I don't get it, Jean. Did the professor not trust me?
Maybe we're seeing this wrong. Maybe he did this for us.
Across the globe, reports are flooding in. Mutants and humans. By the former mutant terrorist.
Maybe he did this for us.
Across the globe, reports are flooding in. Mutants and humans aided and saved by the former mutant terrorist who'd gone missing after failing to launch a mutant rebellion following Charles Xavier's assassination last year. And we're hearing the international community is closely monitoring the situation, with some demanding this unlikely savior answer for his past crimes.
I mean, that's only right. We can't just turn the hero and that's it. Oh, everything cool. Nah, bring your ass here. You need to get your ass locked up.
Think regular folks can sleep knowing you demons are down here lurking?
Please, don't hurt Leech.
The depths you humans go. Even denying these outcasts the indignity of your waste. Electricity and magnetism are intimately acquainted. How unfortunate for you that I am the master of magnetism.
Dirty mutant! You get what's coming! You're him? You're...
Magneto. And I promise you, child, you shall never be afraid again.
Shit, looking like that, he should be scared as a motherfucker.
The only safe and sure way to destroy your enemy is to make him your friend. Mark Twain.
Beast isn't wrong. The professor had a plan.
Seen a lot of futures, but Magneto leading the X-Men. That's a new one.
Maybe we go change it back, no?
Look, plenty of us at this table have...
Why is Storm the only one that got a changed hairdo?
Maybe we should take a page.
If it's still the 90s, they should have kept her with that 90s look. She got like a 2010 hairstyle.
To the mutant nation of Genosha. It saddens me that none of you, nor Xavier himself, thought to use his considerable finances to do the same. But this is one of many mutant matters on which we can and will improve, my X-Men.
Guess we can assume those jerks in the sewer are
alive, but not unharmed. The tragic fact that I did not consign those sapiens to the waste bin of history is proof of my desire to honor Charles Xavier's dream of mutant-human coexistence.
Okay, prove it. Let Jean scan your mind. See your real plans.
Scott, no.
What? You did it with Gyrick?
I accessed Gyrick's mind for information. Using my powers to assess honesty is another matter. Even if I sensed Magneto's intentions were sincere, that's today, this hour, this minute.
Then we check every minute of every day.
I was under the welcome impression that you and Mrs. Summers were leaving us.
Not a chance. I'm keeping an eye on you.
Scott, read the room again.
Two eyes.
And like it or not,
both lasers. The
professor wanted.
Yes.
Please. My intentions here were not.
Cyclops hating like a motherfucker.
To cause drama or discord.
You must understand, you have been our fiercest foe for years. A desire for you to prove yourself is only natural.
And Storm, you are the closest thing to a goddess as we will ever see. So, I do not lightly deny your request and demand your trust instead. Xavier wanted this.
Maybe he was wrong.
After all our tete-a-tetes, you have finally realized what I did ages ago. Even Charles Xavier can make a mistake.
Wait, so does even Magneto think this is a mistake?
I've worn this old thing since that battle in the blue area of the moon. I was possessed by a malevolent cosmic entity intent on consuming all of existence. But there was Scott, fighting by my side.
You are afraid that he will no longer leave now that Magneto has taken charge.
Can I tell you something?
Scott, a wild boy. After all that with Jean Grey, he was like, yeah, let's procreate. Hell no.
Or tell Scott.
Jean Grey, crazy as hell.
You have my word, Jean.
There are times when I think about the baby, his future, and I... If he's a mutant, how do I tell him he's different? That the world will remind him of it every day. That he must always be careful, always be on guard, or else...
You wish him to be born human. I have wondered what it would be like to be human. It is a tempting daydream. But then I remember how my mutant gifts brought me.
So this was a super foreshadow.
This family.
Because she says she wondered what it feel like to be human. Huh. Well, you about to find out, honey boo.
Just ever since I was in Gyrick's mind.
You about to find out, sugar bear.
Trouble is coming. Boy, do I sound like a fool.
No, Jean. You sound like a mother.
Yo, why'd it make Storm look so brolicky?
About as smooth as a dozen cats in a yarn store.
Like, I'm not trying to be rude, but she look like a man in this shit.
Jeebies pouting with that old bucket of yours.
Back when we were friends, I would always sense Charles in my mind. Not invading, more a presence. I was in his thoughts and he in mine. When we parted ways, I told myself I needed this to protect myself from his psychic powers.
But you were worried if you still felt how much he loved you, you wouldn't be able to go through with your crusade. And yet, here you are. dragged in like a kitty cat's prize.
Xavier's sacrifice brought about a world more tolerant towards mutants. I am indebted to honor his last wish, even if his X-Men won't trust me. Perhaps they are right not to. My past is too littered with error.
Mine was too, remember? But the X-Men still took me in. The thing is, I didn't go about demanding their trust. I earned it.
I figured you would do your best to avoid being alone with me, Rogue. Do you think your team would still trust
me if they knew? I was like, Rogue was piping out Magneto? Or getting piped out by Magneto? Holy moly.
Ready yourselves, my X-Men. We don't lose our cool.
And he was trying to take her gloves off. So they can touch skin to skin. Oh, shit. So they could touch skin to skin. Y'all almost burned a hole in my damn bed, man.
We're here for Magneto. Think twice. Our rifles are resistant to your electromagnetic powers.
I love this scene right here. Because Magneto was like, okay, bet. Well, how about I destroy your helicopters?
I should have thought twice.
Magneto, by order of the UN Commissioner.
She said, put that gun down, son.
I hereby place you under arrest for crimes against humanity.
She ain't back down, though.
File at the UN headquarters.
She did not back down.
Should I successfully vindicate myself in what I will generously assume is a fair trial? Will I earn your trust?
That is how due process works.
Then... I yield.
Yo, I don't want to say I was super surprised, but I was kind of surprised. Because I thought he's about to turn shit up. But I'm telling you, man. I remember Magneto and Charles like being able to reconcile.
With which he would resume his quest to dominate this planet, should he be exonerated today. Justice is overdue.
Any updates?
Cooper's listing every nasty step Magneto's taken from here to Asteroid M. Folks outside are pissed he's even getting to trial. Can't say I blame him.
Have you seen Scott?
Oh, he's there with the others making sure Magneto doesn't pull one of his stunts.
Oh, he didn't tell me.
A lot of that going around lately.
Hmm.
People will look back on today and say it was the beginning.
I'm just surprised they was able to get the full cast to return.
Magneto pay.
Folks out there want the UN's heads just as much as his. Stir the pot, boys, and keep them distracted.
I'll only have one shot.
Defendant may now speak.
The funny thing about watching this stuff as an adult, like when you was watching it as a kid, bro, you was just watching it. Like now you watching it, trying to see what the story is and all of that stuff. Kind of crazy.
Burned to ash because we dared to call God by another name. Then my people hunted me with those who had once hunted them. I was a freak.
What are you talking about when he was,
an abomination to their misnamed
the Nazi camps?
In history's sad song, there is a refrain. Believe differently.
Love differently. Be of different sex or skin and be punished.
We sing this song to one another. Oppressed become oppressors.
Xavier knew this and dreamed we could change, find harmony, a future where human and mutant could relinquish the past and finally... you claim justice is overdue. Indeed. but so is healing.
Your words, while kind, do nothing to heal those hurt by your crime.
And your soundbite indignation will not heal mutant wounds. You build robots.
The funny thing about this, colors to change, like, you would think the mutants would just be top notch.
Protect itself.
Protection? That is extermination. I have only ever acted to avenge crimes against my people, as you act to avenge those against yours today.
Facts. If that were the case, are we truly to believe then that in the face of what you consider to be extermination, you would walk Charles Xavier's path?
Not the worst thing is don't go Magneto's way.
Walk his path? Why are you gonna say that? You know Charles can't walk.
Protesters are breaching the perimeter.
They must want Magneto.
And the judges, ma'am.
What in the blazes did we do?
You gave a monster a trial. Now you are traitors to your kind. Oh, to play by the rules, and still they come for you.
Storm, watch Magneto and the judges. The rest of us will back up the guards in the lobby.
I know.
De-escalation.
I know mutants, like, they got a mutant gene, but mutants are still humans.
Protesters are Jean, demanding
gotta get into the city.
I know they try to make it a difference, but come on.
Logan, he's here.
Apocalypse?
The baby!
Oh, crap.
Yo, Wolverine was on demon time. Oh, Apocalypse, he was ready for the smoke instantly. Look how my man driving to take Jean to the hospital.
Hang tight, Jeannie. Almost there. Almost there.
Now look how she just ripped the roof off the car. Now before she got to the hospital, I was thinking, well, clearly she's going to some type of mutant hospital because no way a regular doctor would try to perform, you know, surgery on her giving birth. Like, what the hell?
I'm able to ascertain the nature of the weapon on his back, but his armor is constructed from an energy-resistant titanium-laced alloy.
You got a name? Executioner. Here to make sure gene freaks like Magneto pay for their crime.
Our mutants.
Round two, absorb this.
Yeah, so far, two episodes in, the action is really good.
To no one.
Ooh.
Know what I hate about your kind? You act like you got it so bad. Normal people have it hard too. Harder. We just have the dignity not to whine about it. You see? It's the whining. I hate your whining just as much as I hate you.
I'm telling you, every time I hear the people talk to the mutants, it sounds like white people talking to black people. But it could be because I'm black. But that's the shit that I be seeing on Twitter.
Dean, you're in pain.
The baby's coming, Scott.
Storm, Jean's in labor. Morph's here, but they're losing the line.
Rogue, fly Cyclops to Jean immediately. Magneto and I will protect the judges.
Be careful, Storm.
Look how Rogue just took orders like that. You put that car down and went right to him.
Every door. I want those in the lobby to assist the other X-Men. You, and call him Magneto. You!
Well, now who does she think she...
Do not think. Be silent. Heed my commands and you shall survive.
What do you mean, don't do mutant births?
You people can lose control of your powers. And if she needs a C-section...
I'll show you a C-section, boss.
Jean, darling, I'm here.
Doctor won't deliver our baby!
Rogue, can you use your powers to siphon his medical expertise?
Excuse me? Do what?
Oh, Cyclops, if I slip and touch your baby, my powers... Rogue, I trust you.
We both do.
Enough! You all need to...
Sorry, sugar. Prep an IV and get this lady to a room.
Yo, why they made... Yo, Rogue used to be super thick in the first, the original show.
Magneto!
She looking a little lead.
Against the shock of good conduct.
Nah, Rogue. Storm went crazy right there. I like how Storm just took that. Oh my God. So Storm, I was about to say, they took away her bending.
Nor the moisture.
Cause that's how I felt when,
what has he done to me?
Yeah, when Korra lost her bending.
Not what we wanted.
Lies. This is your dream. My kind splayed before you, powerless and afraid. All the X-Men have done is use their awesome power to protect a world that hates and fears them. Behold their reward. What must we do to be good enough? Is this the High Road's destination?
I'm telling you, man.
I say as I have too many times before. Never again.
Oh. No! Let us go! No!
Oh dear.
Nah, Magneto went crazy right here. This that real life. Bitch, I'ma pick the world up and I'ma drop it on your fucking head.
Sycophant. Smite you with a step.
What does that mean?
There was a time I would smite you all for what was done to Storm. But today, I have saved you from your own. For an old friend has challenged me to remember this view of Earth. How vast it is.
Sycophant.
Versus how small we make
a person who acts obsequiously towards someone important in order to gain advantage. Man, that's a good word right there. I can't wait to call someone a sycophant.
Merely to accept that this is a shared world with a common future.
Obsequiously.
My kind, like
I think
yours,
that's how you say that.
Have the right to live in it.
Obsequiously.
I am trying to be better. Please. Do not make me let you down.
Look, he has your eyes.
Well, doesn't he need
I me? Mean, if he actually let you go, Nathan. Wouldn't you be kind of happy though? Like you got a free trip to space? Holy.
Nathan Summers.
Nathan Charles Summers.
Mm.
The United Nations stunned the world this week when it issued a pardon for Magneto, due in no small part to the former mutant terrorist's efforts in saving the tribunal and quelling the insurrection.
In another gesture of goodwill in our efforts to improve relations with our mutant brethren, we
look at that. Magneto got a pardon that quick.
Of Genosha into the United Nations.
Poison?
Dark Rust.
So now Genosha is a part of the United Nations. Nation.
Never thought I'd see the day.
I hear you and Jean have begun to make arrangements to leave. Does this mean
he said UN nation? Is it UN nation or is it United Nations?
Professor trusted you, and I trust him. I guess that'll have to be enough.
If I may offer advice, Scott, be wary, be vigilant. Tragedy lures with fortune first. This was a good week for our people, yet it was not without cost.
Inhibitor collars use radiation to temporarily neutralize our mutant powers. The executioner's laser rifle fired a concentrated dose of that.
It's crazy how they did Storm, man.
Same radiation. It affects genetics on a cellular level, suppressing a mutant's abilities without the need for a collar itself. Ororo.
How long?
Additional tests will be needed before...
Hank, please. How long?
The effects appear... permanent.
We'll fix this. Scott and I aren't going anywhere, okay? Not until you're well.
My man's Evian says she'll get her powers back by episode 5. We're gonna see if you're right. He said probably by episode 5, Storm will get her powers back. Because I'm like, bro, how the hell are we gonna just lose Storm after the second episode? Damn, that's crazy. She a real human. She heard thunder and lightning and got scared. Or she heard thunder and seen lightning and got scared.
You of all the X-Men know the heartbreak of saying goodbye. Having said it so many times, so I ask that you help the others understand why I could not stay to say it this day. My faith in your family's future is strong, and I cannot rob you of a bond you have more than earned. It is human nature to crave connection, as it is also mutant nature to be heard, seen, to feel another soul finally seeing yours.
Oh, damn, Magneto the only one who can touch on Roe. Hey, that's pretty lit.
Fragile treasure, one we sacrifice so much to maintain. Only to then sometimes watch it break in a blink.
Look at Gambit. Gambit down bad. You know, Gambit been one to mess with Rogue.
We are no longer connected, Jean. And now we walk in two very different worlds. But trust that I will cherish what we shared as X-Men, memories that already feel like a lifetime ago.
Like another woman's life. Or another person's dream.
Yo, Storm dramatic as hell.
Because
even still, okay, now you don't got your powers anymore, but you should still be trying to be with the gang so you could try to help. You probably can't go on missions, but you could do intel. You could do something. You gonna just get up and leave?
The blast had your name on it. Should be you leaving, mon ami.
I don't buy it. Not 1 minute. Storm will spend a day schlepping it with the basic folk and come right home, happy as a...
What did I say?
She's back!
Jean?
I need... the X-Men.
What? Jean.
Yo, what is that about? Why would I go full screen now? Yo, what was that about? Bro said, I need the Evan. For what? Yo, so that was the ultimate review of X-Men Episode 2. And I'm not going to lie, bro. A really good episode. And I really think the way that this series has kicked off, it's incredible. I mean, the last time I checked, the Rotten Tomato score was very good, right? Let's go and look at it. Damn, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And 93% on the audience score. Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. I mean, at least those first two episodes, fire, way to kick it off, you know, right off the gate. So I really enjoy what they did. Okay. So going into episode 3, obviously it's going to be about Jean Grey. And I think it's only right if you just go back and watch the Phoenix series and obviously the original X-Men that's on Disney Plus. Go back and watch that because I'm going to go do it. I'm going to go watch that as well. You know what I mean? Because why would a different Rogue show up? Or not Rogue, but Jean Grey. You know what I mean? And she like, I need the X-Men. So who knows where that's going to take us. But I think it's only right and you only do yourself justice if you go back and watch that X-Men previous series, the when, you know, obviously we should do her whole Phoenix thing. So that is definitely something to look forward to. Obviously, now that they have the baby, that's something. And obviously, Storm is the big question mark. No way they're going to leave Storm out. And I actually think that's pretty messed up, man, that Storm, she make it through two episodes, and now she don't got her powers, and she just dipped out on a bus on her way to Georgia. Like, what in the hell? I don't like it. That is about one thing I just do not like that. So you got that perspective. And then so far, Wolverine is playing the back seat. Obviously, he's still Wolverine, but we haven't gone down his, you know, we haven't gone down to it, you know, and see what his story down his memory lane. And not Beast either, because, and I'm saying this because all of these people, all of these mutants, they have had their own stories within the seasons, you know. So far right now, we are really focusing on Cyclops and about to be Jean Grey. And I'm really interested to see what's going to happen with Magneto and Rogue. Are they going to keep that thing going? Because I'm not going to lie, I never even thought about that. Am I chirping? Am I slacking? Magneto and Rogue, and that actually works. Like, she's able to actually touch him. So that's a good one. That's a good one. All right, yeah. So I'll see you guys next week for the episode 3 ultimate review, you know. And until then, believe until you make believers. We about to get into some more topics, you know what I mean? So stay around. Make sure you be looking on them podcast feeds because I'm about to be dropping a few episodes. So let's get it. Believe until you make believers.